Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen. Amen and amen. We bless the Lord on this morning. Amen. Thank you for coming back. Amen. Thank you for being here. Maybe it's your first time here in our fellowship services. Amen. We welcome you to the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries. I am your host. Amen. And your kingdom coach. Amen. I am Pastor Alfreda Bradford. Amen. Giving God all the praise, giving God all the glory, giving God all of the honor on today. Amen. We want to thank God for this platform that affords us the opportunity to meet here 7 days a week, lifting up the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, and Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. So enjoy the services on today. Amen. We are on a theme of love, 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 love. Amen. Hallelujah. What has love got to do with it? Well, the answer is absolutely everything. Amen. I want to draw your attention this morning to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter number 13. Amen. And I'm going to read two verses in your hearing, verse number 4, verse number 5. Amen. And it goes, charity. When you see the word charity, amen, just replace that with love. Or more specifically, replace it with agape love, because that is the accurate definition. Amen. Agape love suffers long. Agape love is kind. Agape love envieth not. Agape love vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. Agape love does not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own. Agape love is not easily provoked and thinketh no evil. Amen. And this is the word of God. Amen. The blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. And God's word will never return unto him void, but it will always accomplish everything, absolutely everything that he has sent it forth to do. Amen. So, beloved, amen. We have been focusing and digesting and breaking down these two portions of verses, amen, over the last couple of days. Amen. Love suffereth long. Amen. Love is kind. Amen. We elaborated on that. Love does not envy. Mm-hmm. Love does not vaunt itself. Love is not puffed up. Does not behave itself unseemly. Mm-hmm. Seeketh not her own. Amen. Is not easily provoked. And this is where we want to focus on today. Amen. As Brother Paul, amen, is making his point here. Amen. Where we left off with you, I think it was 1 or 2 days ago. Amen. Where he indicated, amen, that love, amen, does not seek her own. Amen. Love does not manipulate. Love is not manipulative. Amen. Love does not manipulate situations. Love does not scheme or devise methods that will twist situations to its own advantage. Okay. And that is not love. If you're operating in that spirit, okay, that is the spirit of the flesh. That is the works of the flesh, and definitely not the work of the spirit, which is love. Amen. Because the Bible tells us, amen, that the spirit, the fruit of the spirit is love. Amen. Glory be to God. And so, beloved, after making this point, Paul then goes on, amen, to the next point. We see Paul is making a lot of points, about 9 or 10 points just in these two verses. And we've shared all of them with you, amen, and we're moving forward. But now he tells us, amen, that love is not easily provoked. It's not easily provoked. And beloved, when we look at that word easily, that is used here in the King James Version, it does not appear in the original Greek, glory be to God. But when we break it down, glory be to God, and we do our, amen, research and we put everything together, beloved, this word here portrays someone who comes along, two people. Could just imagine two people walking together, and then the other person, or two people talking, two people at the office or whatever, two people at the supermarket, amen, and then the other person just begins to poke the person, prick the person, stick the other person, you know, picking up the pencil and just going to start, you know, sticking the other person with the pencil, you know, or just sticking them with something, you know, aggravating them, okay? And most of us know, because people have done that to us, okay? People have done that. And hopefully you haven't done that to anyone yourself, okay? And so this is what Paul is saying here. And that person, amen, and I see it, if you see it in children, but I've seen it in adults. I've seen it in married couples. And just provoking one another, and the person just picking on the other person, poking the other person, sticking the other person, stop, leave me alone. You know, somebody took a toothpick not that long ago and just started just sticking the other person with this toothpick. I mean, just aggravating, see? And they keep on poking the person, sticking the person, until that person becomes provoked. And then what happens is, because you are aggravating this person to that extent, beloved, that person finally has enough of this action of you picking on them, poking them, sticking them. And so what happens? Then they respond. They respond violently. They respond aggressively, see, and they begin to assault the offender. And what normally happens? You got a fight. A fight just broke out, see? It's a conflict of the most serious order. Why? Because you provoked me. You provoked me. Well, why did you shoot him? I was provoked. Why did you cut him? Why did the fight? What happened here? I was provoked. They just wouldn't leave me alone. And so we find this, amen. Paul knew what he was talking about. See, Paul was talking from experience, beloved. Amen. In our Bibles, amen, in the book of Acts, amen, chapter number 15, amen, in verse number 39, amen, glory be to God. It speaks about an encounter with Paul and with Barnabas, amen. And let's just look there real quick. Acts chapter number 15, verse number 39. And it says this here. It says they had such a sharp disagreement that they parted company. Barnabas took Mark and sailed to Cyprus. But Paul chose Silas and left. Okay, that's just so you can get an understanding. Let's start at verse number 36. Sometime later, Paul said to Barnabas, "Let us go back and visit the believers in all the towns where we preach the word of the Lord and see how they are doing." Barnabas wanted to take John, also called Mark, with him. But Paul did not think it was wise to take him because he had deserted them and Pamphylia, and had not continued with them in the word. They had such a sharp disagreement that they parted company. Barnabas took Mark and sailed to Cyprus, and Paul chose Silas and left, commended by the believers to the grace of the Lord. So here, beloved, we see Paul and Barnabas in conflict. Glory be to God. Because Barnabas wanted to take John Mark on their journey. But Paul was not in agreement with that. Because John Mark had already proven unfaithful on an earlier trip. He said, well, man, he abandoned us on the last trip. He left us on the last, looking stupid on the left. We needed him on the left. Paul said, no, he's not the one. We already know his track record. We already know his history. See? And so what was happening here is Paul and Barnabas was having a hot debate. And their words, they exchanged words, and evidently them words must have been very sharp. See? And this is why Brother Luke, when he wrote the Acts, beloved, Brother Luke says, and the contention was so sharp between them. See, he's telling us, provoking. There was some provoking going on. The contention was sharp. See. Glory be to Barnabas coming at Paul, and Paul coming at Barnabas. See, you aggravate me now, man. I'm angry now. See, let's drop this conversation. Let's drop this. Glory be to God, but the conversation went on. I told you to leave me alone. I told you we're not going to do it. I told him we're not going to take him. Yeah, we're going to take him. No, we're not going to take him. See. And the contention was so sharp between them. Barnabas was provoking Paul. And no doubt, Paul reacted. Because that's what you do when you're provoked. You try to keep you cool. You say, I ain't going to say nothing. Huh? You make up your mind, you ain't going to say nothing. But they keep talking with the big mouth. Keep poking you. Keep aggravating you. Huh? And then what? Then you bust loose. Then you want to lay your religion down. Huh? Then you want to put your head back in a ponytail, take your weave off, put some Vaseline on your face. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Glory be. You didn't mean to go there. That was not your intentions. But what? You was provoked. And so this is the definition of this word that Paul is using here, that love, amen, glory be to God, is not easily provoked. Now, we all get provoked to a certain extent because we all learning and dying to the flesh. But he says you're not easily provoked. Come on, somebody. It takes a whole lot for you to break out. Glory be to God. So, beloved, amen, what the word is here is letting us know that Paul and Barnabas, they had come, they was coming together, working together in ministry. Isn't this something? In ministry. They wasn't at the local speakeasy. They was in ministry. And here they had this close debate. Began poking one another, sticking one another, pricking one another, jabbing each other with their words. See, you ain't never got to touch somebody. See, you can jab, you can beat somebody up with your words. And some of us real gifted with that. Oh, we real gifted with them words. We'll kill somebody. We'll knock somebody out in the ring, a TKO, with our words. Somebody going to say words don't have no power. You a lie. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, beloved, amen. So, when we look at this word provoke in the Greek, it leaves no doubt that the conversation that ensued between Paul and Barnabas was extremely hot. In fact, this provocation was so severe that it disrupted their friendship and destroyed their partnership in ministry. So, you know that was a hot debate. They're not even working together no more in ministry. And wasn't even friends. Broke up the friendship. Anytime, beloved, the friendship is broken up, you know something hot and heavy went down. This word, beloved, is also, when we look up the word provoke in the Greek, it's also the word used for vinegar. Glory be to God. The fact that this is the word used for vinegar, beloved, lets us know that the words that Paul and Barnabas spoke to each other were stringent words, sharp, severe, sour, tart, bitter, full of acid. Oh, they were some hot words. Them brothers was getting it on that day. They said, let's get the fight on. These words were so bitter that it left a sour taste in their mouths, and it left a sour taste in their memories. And as a result of these harsh words between Paul and Barnabas, these two men who had served God together in ministry for such a long time separated. Paul went one way, Barnabas went another. The Bible tells us, beloved, as we just saw here in Acts chapter 15, Barnabas took Mark anyhow. Barnabas and Mark went one direction, and Silas and Paul chose Silas, and Paul and Silas went another direction. Wow. Talking about a church breakup. Talking about a church breakup. This leader got this part of the people. The other leader got the other part of the people. I even seen it to the point with church breakups where the husband and wife, the pastor and his wife, the pastor took half the people and went one way, and the wife took the other half and went the other way. Woo! Beloved, I am sure that Paul remembers this experience very well. Oh, he remembers. You can't forget that. You can't sweep that under the rug. You can't act like that didn't go happen. Paul remember that debate. Paul remember that fight. See, Paul was a man, beloved, like you and me. Glory be to God. And this is why we can hear and listen to him. Glory be to God, because he's very honest here. Glory be to God. But yet he comes in with the power of God. When Paul is recalling this fight between him and Barnabas because of how he was provoked, he is warning you and me, and he is warning believers everywhere that love is not easily provoked. What was Paul saying? Paul said, Barnabas wasn't in love, and neither was I. Barnabas wasn't in love for provoking me, and I wasn't in love for easily responding to it. That fight shouldn't have went down. That could have been handled another way. When you're walking in love, you find another way. When you're walking in love, you find the love way. You don't go the easy way. You don't go the fleshly way. You don't go the carnal way. You don't go the familiar way. When you're walking in love, you go God's way. See, but you got to allow the Holy Spirit to show you. And sometimes our anger is boiling to the point we ain't listening to the Holy Spirit right now. Not right now, because I'm hot. So they done ticked me off. And I don't know who they think they talking to and who they messing with. I'm a Christian, but I ain't no pushover. Huh? Oh, y'all know. Y'all know. See? And you ready to fight. And the truth of the matter is a lot of us have half fought. Half fought. Glory be to God. I shared this with you guys, amen, before. Young man out there witnessing, passing out tracts, telling people about the goodness of the Lord, ran across some devil, and the person wanted to have, they started out in the conversation, amen, turned to something else, and the other guy started saying things, and, you know, he shouldn't have said, you know, started provoking the Christian brother. And a fight pursued. Now, thank God nobody got killed. I think somebody did go to jail. A fight pursued. Now, can you imagine you out there one moment, you know, telling somebody about how much God love you, blah, 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 and then a couple minutes later, they say, is that so-and-so? Yeah, a fight broke out. Why? Because you was provoked. See, the devil know how to provoke you. he know how to use somebody to provoke you. See, if you let him, it's up to you. And so, beloved, what we see here this morning and this particular scripture, amen, love is not easily provoked, that Paul speaks by experience. Some things Paul spoke by revelation. Here we see Paul speaking by experience. Woo! Oh, yeah. I was sharing with somebody yesterday sitting in the dentist's office. Glory be to God. And they was talking. He was talking about his three sons and et cetera, et cetera. I said, yeah, well, you know, and how they didn't want to listen, et cetera, et cetera. And I said, you know what? A lot of people say, you know, experience is the best teacher. But I told him, I said, but that's not necessarily true. Experience is a teacher, but it's not the best teacher. The best teacher is for us to listen. And just do and learn from somebody else's experience. See, the Lord tells us in the Bible what to do. Now we can just ask the Holy Spirit to help us to do that. See, or we can be disobedient and now learn through experience. See, learning through experience is tougher. And not only that, learning through experience is consequential. The choice is yours, but the consequences belong to God. And there's always a reaction for every action. So, beloved, as in my closing here today, amen, glory be to God, Brother Paul speaking to us by experience, and he's telling us that this is not the behavior of love. Love does not act this way. Love does not go around provoking people. And even if somebody is provoking you, you do not easily react. Not easily. Now, they're going to have to really go extra, amen, to get you out of character. I mean, really. But if your flesh is dead, what character is there to get out of? See, so sometimes God even allows it to show us that our flesh ain't as dead as we thought it was. Because a dead man don't rise. My crazy nephew, amen, always posted something funny on Facebook. Amen. And he posted last week, amen, this guy laying in the casket. He had died. He laying in the casket. And then on the next slide, it shows him getting out of the casket. Said, doggone it, I left my cell phone. the boy got out of the casket, woke up from the dead, talking about he forgot his cell phone. Baby, you ain't gonna need no cell phone. I don't care where you go. I just thought that was so funny. But that is the truth. He brought home a good point. Let me tell you something. If we treat our Bibles the way we treat our cell phones, if we treated our relationship with God the way we, I know some people that had left their home, already reached their destination, and turned all the way back around to get a cell phone. Woo! Commitment to a cell phone. Got to have that conversation with somebody else. You don't need no cell phone to talk to God. My point is this, amen, if the flesh is dead, amen, if we have, the Bible says mortify our flesh, reckon yourself to be dead, a dead man can't rise. See, so if you're being provoked, see, why are you responding to that so easily and you say that you have, your flesh is crucified? We are crucified with flesh. With Paul says, I'm crucified with God. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. If we're dead to Christ, why are we responding? Well, I was dead, but all that provoking, I just said, shoot. I lay my religion down for a minute and handle it. No, you ain't got to handle it. God's going to handle it. Jesus could have responded to the provoking. You talking about somebody being pricked, punked? They just slammed the crown of thorns on his head. They didn't put it on his head all gentle. Come on, Jesus, give us your head. We want to make sure we put this on nice and pretty. No, they slammed that thing down on his scalp. He could have responded. You think Jesus wasn't ready to say something? Told them where they could have called 10,000 angels at any moment. He said, look, I'm out of here. Y'all got this. Y'all want to act like this? Y'all want to go to hell? Go to hell. But he didn't allow his flesh to go there. He didn't allow his flesh to go there. And so here we have the example of extreme love. Here we have the example of agape love. Here we have the example of the highest level and the highest form of love. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. As we said yesterday, glory be to God, what we won't do for love. Glory be to God. I still hear that song, and I used to sing that coming up. And God gave me a message on it, too. Amen. I'm a preacher. What we won't do for love. I say that because we know, amen, he just died. Amen. Bobby just died, amen, a couple of days ago. Amen. But here we see that in Jesus, what he won't do for love. Glory be to God. He was not easily provoked. Matter of fact, he wasn't provoked at all. And so, beloved, and so here Paul speaks from that same level, that same lane. Glory be to God. Yeah, they aggravated. They aggravating. They aggravating people. And right now, you got an you aggravating conversation. And really, you're really ticking me off. You're trying to tick me off. You really want me to, you know, get out of character. But I ain't going to do it. But I love you nevertheless. I love you nevertheless. Barnabas, we're not going to take him. Now, can we talk about this? You know, we ain't going to fight about this. We ain't going to fight. I ain't going to allow my flesh to fight you. I'm not going word for word for you. Not in this type of intensity. I ain't going to do it. I'm going to bring my flesh under. And if we can't talk about it now, we talk about it later, because I'm going to leave before the fight break out. That's all you got to do, saints. We ain't going to say. The Bible says be angry and sin not. Now, we all growing in our salvation. I don't think none of us are to the point where we can't be provoked. But we should be in the process of getting there. But what you do while God is helping you to get where you need to be, it's just leave before the fight break out. Stop the conversation. Get in your car. Leave the house. The glory be to God. Whatever you need to do before the fight break out. Because y'all know fights breaking out. See people fighting in churches, fighting in the church bathrooms, fighting in the church parking lot. I'm not just talking about in the workplace and with your unsaved family and friends. I'm talking about fights is breaking out in among the brethren. Paul and Barnabas was both men of God. Working together in ministry, and a fight broke out. The devil looks for every opportunity he can get to disgrace God's kingdom. Don't let him use you like that. Leave before the fight break out. Amen? Why? Because when you leave, you're leaving in love. You're walking in love. You're displaying the agape love. And because love is not easily provoked, you're going to leave before you get provoked. You're going to allow love to show you the exit door. There you go. And we'll talk about this later at another time if necessary. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Paul warns us that agape love does not behave in this fashion. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you. That love does not deliberately engage in actions to speak or love. Let me. I'm gonna read this in the Greek before we give the benediction. Love does not deliberately engage in actions. Speak words that are so sharp they cause an ugly or violent response. Love does not speak sharp words, poking people with your words, like you poking them with a pair of scissors or something. Love don't do that. Your words so sharp, you have caused a violent response. You caused that. You caused that fight. Now your neighbors fight. Now the whole city in a rage. Huh? If you take a match, glory be to God, if you take a match, you can put your house on fire. But if you don't take that fire out, now your neighbor's house is burning, your house burning, their house burning, the whole block is burning. Huh? We've known a couple fires in the past, beloved, where the whole town was taken off the map. Y'all remember that? I think that was in California. You can Google it. The whole town was taken off the map because of that fire. That took the whole town down. See? That started with one tree, one match. See? And your provoking, amen, can cause an uproar. Can cause the whole city on rage. The whole city protesting. The whole city. So if we see how deep this thing can get, love is not easily provoked. Amen. So beloved, amen, hallelujah. Let us ask God to help us. Let us ask God to help us. Amen. In Jesus' name, we want to be like Jesus. We want to be more like Jesus until Christ be formed in us. We want to go through the process of sanctification because it is a process. It is a process. Glory be to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today. We give your name praise, glory, and honor. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for helping us. Thank you for leading us. Thank you for guiding us. Thank you for directing us. Thank you, Father. Thank you for helping us for not being, help us for not provoking others, Father God, with sharp, intentional words, Father God. And then help us not to be easily provoked when it is turned around back to us, because we do reap what we sow. We do reap. A lot of us, Father God, are being provoked because we like to provoke. We done provoked a lot of folks with our sharp, nasty words, Father God. A lot of folks, glory be to God, just won't leave them alone. And now they won't leave us alone. We don't like it. We don't like it. God, forgive them and forgive us too. Help us all, Father God, to draw closer unto you. And we say thank you and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank God for the word of God on today. Thank God for all this week. God bless you. Amen. We want to thank God, amen, for our services every day this week. Those of you who have joined in with us near and far, amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. Amen. Thank you for all of you who have served at the altar of prayer this week. Amen. Thank you for your service, all of the hosts, amen, those calling, touching, and agreeing, supporting the ministry, amen, in every form and fashion. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your service. Thank you for your financial support. Thank you for your moral support. We just want to say thank you for all of our visitors, amen, and those of you, amen, who enjoy this ministry. Thank you for enjoying the ministry. Amen. And God's word is it'll make things enjoyable. It might not seem enjoyable in the beginning, but it'll make things enjoyable. Amen and amen. On Wednesday night Bible study, amen, how we have met on social media this week. Amen. And everything else we do in the background. Amen. So been a good week. Amen. Glory be to God. Spring is coming in over here on the East Coast. We haven't seen too much snow over here in the Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I'm telling you, God is so good to us, isn't he? He's good. But we can use a little snow. Amen. But nevertheless, amen. Go out this weekend. Have fun. Amen. Whatever you do, keep Jesus on your mind. Amen. And Lord's willing, we have three services tomorrow. Amen. Glory be to God. Social media at 10 o'clock, back at 9 o'clock, amen, p.m. Amen. And then back here, amen, at 12 o'clock on our Sunday broadcast. Amen. So we bless the Lord and all that he is doing. All right. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Getting ready for Good Friday. Amen. Our Good Friday services. Amen. And we'll be sharing more information with you forthcoming. Amen. Pertaining to that. All right. What does love have to do with it? Absolutely. Absolutely everything. Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time as we go out today. Father, we thank you for canceling bad news, tears, sorrows, accidents, incidents, calamities, even mechanical malfunctions. Father God, thank you for canceling tears and sorrow. No plague shall come nigh our dwelling. We will live and we will not die, and we will declare the works of the Lord. No weapon formed against us will prosper, and every tongue that rises in judgment, we condemn. Thank you for ordering our steps and leading us in the way that we should go. Thank you, Father, for helping us to walk in love. Help us to walk in that highest form of love, that love that gives and keeps on giving. Thank you for helping us. Thank you, Father God, because it's already in us. Thank you for helping us, Father God, to decrease that your love may increase. And we say thank you for showing us the way. Thank you. Thank you, Father, for everyone who has supported this ministry in any shape, form, or fashion this week. Father God, we pray, Father God, for them. Send your word, heal them of any place they need healing, any place they need assistance, whatever they need. Father God, you already have it. So we ask that you would activate their faith that they might reach up and get it. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. Amen. We seal this prayer right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Ah, my God, my God, my God. Ah, my God. Oh, my God. We nullify, cancel, void. Ah, ha, ha, ha. Woo, crush, demolish. Every satanic agenda and spirit of retaliation. Ah, my God, my God. And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our lives and decree that Jesus is Lord. He is Lord. Thank you. Cancel accidents, Father. Ah, my God, thank you. The devil's a liar. Hallelujah. And God is true. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. Amen and amen. My pleasure to serve this week. Amen. Thank you for praying for me, saints. Thank you so much. I couldn't do half the things I'm doing if it wasn't for your prayers. And even sometimes it's still an effort and a push. But we pushing. And we ain't going to stop. Amen. Thank you for your prayers. Amen. And I pray for you. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia, signing out. Love you. Love you. Love you. Amen. Amen. Amen.
You're my deliverer. It is. Jesus is real.
Jesus is real.
Mine. In a few years. My life's been real to me. Jesus is real.
Mine.
Yes, he is. Come here, Isaac.
Sometimes I'm